Hello, creators, makers, and doers of things. It's Jay Margulis here, and I'm back to podcasting with an invigorated mission for my old beloved This Should Work show. After a reflective hiatus and a move halfway across the country to Virginia, I'm rebooting TSW, but with a new twist. TSW has always been about interviewing creative folks from across the country, but in this newly revitalized reboot, which we're calling Season 1, we'll be interviewing folks who run innovation centers and creative spaces all across America. But before I dive back into recording interviews with them, let's take a moment to reflect on what makes an innovation space not just survive, but thrive. The journey of innovation is not a lone venture. It thrives in communities, in shared spaces where ideas can collide and weave. That's techs in Latin for those of you who are academic dorks like me, into something greater than the sum of their parts. My experiences, from co-authoring a feasibility study to kickstart Lockport's Makers Park, to building and consulting on the development of academic and municipal innovation centers, have led me to the belief that the success of innovation spaces is as much about the intangible spirit of collaboration as it is about the tangible resources that they offer. From hard tech at M-Hub in Chicago to the artistic energy of Harborfront Center in Toronto, successful innovation spaces share a common blueprint. They're not just physical locations, of course not. They're ecosystems with dynamic entry points for their patrons. They are a representation of the second circle in, and we're about to get academic again, Vygotsky's zone of proximal development. Places where the system itself helps people get outside of their comfort zone, all while supporting them in their exploration and development. But what truly sets them apart? That's what we're going to delve into over the next 6 months, the success and failure aspects of a space that's meant to drive innovation. From community and collaboration, to community support systems, to mission and values, there's a mix of common characteristics that tie all of these spaces together. And with the generous support of a LenFest grant from Washington and Lee University, we're going to explore all of these topics and more as I travel the country in search of insights into what make these spaces tick. Stay tuned. Season 1 of This Should Work is set to air on May 1, 2024.